What kind of shelter did you have for
her? Yeah, we had a barn for her.
Uh-huh.
And, see, my sisters were older than I was, and they used to take the cow with the comb. You may not know what I'm talking about. It was down. It was about 6-7 blocks from my house. They had what they called Baker's Pasture. And they'd take the cows out there in the morning after they would milk the graves. And go get them in the evening.
Was it like just a park or something?
No, it wasn't nothing but a big old field with plenty of grass in it for cows to graze in.
Did most of your neighbors have cows?
No, they didn't. But that was a long time ago. You see, you talk about 45 years ago. So this place has changed many times.
Uh-huh. What's the biggest change in Houston, you think?
It's growing, so. It's growing by leaping. In fact, it's growing to the point that you don't have any service now. It's because the service companies can't keep up with the service as fast as the city's gone. Telephone company got people in here from all over the United States waiting up trying to straighten out these telephone lines, and they still messed up.
In a farm, the fenced-in area around the barn would be called a
barnyard.
And where could you shut a cow, separate her from her calf?
You can put the cow in the pasture.
Uh-huh. Do you ever have a cow pen or milk gap or cuffing?
No, didn't know much about that.
And to get a hen, to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
Some artificial eggs.
What would it be made out of?
Used to be made out of glass. I don't know what they make them out of.
What's your best set of dishes made out of?
China.
What would you call an egg made out of that?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a
China egg?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't believe it did.
What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Sitting.
Huh?
Sitting. Setting.
Uh-huh. And when you're eating chicken, the bone that goes like this.
Wishbone.
Any stories about that?
Oh, yeah. Whoever gets the wishbone and get somebody to break it with them, whoever gets the big end will be the lucky. Your wishbone will come true.
Is there anything to that?
No.
To break up the ground for planting, you break it up with a
plow.
Do you ever hear different kinds of plows?
Yeah, they got them.
Do you remember what some of the names were?
Turning plow. I don't know none of that, but I know they got some.
What's something that had little teeth in it that would break up the ground finer than a plow?
I don't know none. I ain't done no farming. I don't know the name of that. I know what you're talking about. I've seen it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know the name of it.
Did you ever hear of a harrow or a harrow?
Yeah.
What did you hear that called?
On the farm somewhere, but I don't know. See, like I said, I don't know nothing about the farm.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of have to take a blank there.
Raising cotton in this area?
Not too much in this area. My grandfather used to.
Up at Marshall? What sort of work do you have to do with cotton?
I don't know.